بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. This is the Ash'ar of Arif Billah, Hazrat Aqdas Hazrat Maulana Shah Hakim Muhammad Akhtar Sahib Nawar Allah Marqadahu. The title is Rangalayengi Kab Meri Ahe.
Rangalayengi Kab Meri Ahe پھر مدینے کی جانب کو جائے پھر مدینے کی جانب کو جائے رنگ لائیں گی کب میری آہیں پھر مدینے کی جانب کو جائے پھر مدینے کی جانب کو جائے جب نظر آئے وہ سبز گنبد کہہ کے آلہ جھوم جائے کہہ کے فلے آلہ جھوم جائے جب حضوری کا لمحہ آتا ہو ان کو افسانہ غم سنائے ان کو افسانہ غم سنائے رنگ لائیں گی کب میری آہے پھر مدینے کی جانب کو جائے اب نہ جانا ہو گر ہم کو واپس اب نہ جانا ہو گر ہم کو واپس چپ کے یہ مانگے دعائیں چپ کے یہ مانگے دعائیں تیرے در پر میرا سر ہو یا رب جان اس طرح تجھ پر لوٹائے جان اس طرح تجھ پر لوٹائے مجھ کو اپنا بنا لو کرم سے مجھ کو اپنا بنا لو کرم سے ملتزم پر یہ مانگے دعائے ملتزم پر یہ مانگے دعائے رنگ لائیں گی کب میری آہیں پھر مدینے کی جانب کو جائیں دونوں عالم کی کیا ہے حقیقت جتنے عالم ہو تجھ پر لوٹائے جتنے عالم ہو تجھ پر لوٹائے سارے عالم نے پھر پھر کے یا رب تیرا جلد محبت سنائے تیرا جلد محبت سنائے تیرا جلد محبت سنا کر تیرا جلد محبت سنا کر سارے عالم کو مجنو بنائے سارے عالم کو مجنو بنائے سارے عالم کو مجنو بنا کر میرے مولا تیرے گیت گائے میرے مولا تیرے گیت گائے رنگ لائیں گی کب میری آہیں پھر مدینے کی جانب کو جائیں للتے قرب پا کر تیری ہم للتے قرب پا کر تیری ہم للتي جو جهاب لجائي للتي جو جهاب دوبو لجائي در بدر جوند تاهي اختر در بدر جوند تاهي اختر اهل درد محبت کو پائے اهل درد محبت کو پائے رنگ لائیں گی کب میری آہے پیر مدینہ کی جانب کو جائے پیر مدینہ کی جانب کو جائے مجھ کو اپنا بنا لو کرم سے ملتزم پہ یہ مانگے دعائیں ملتزم پہ یہ مانگے دعائیں
بسم اللہ الرحمن الرحیم احمد و نصلی علی رسول کریم اما بعد حضرت عزت نماز شاہ کی محمد اختر صاحب رحمت اللہ علیہ beautiful poem reminding us of Madina Munawwara and Makkah Mukarraba. It is the season of Hajj. Now the people already have started going towards Makkah Mukarraba, Madina Munawwara. So automatically our hearts should at least be there in these Mubarak and blessed places, thinking about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, thinking about Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the tawfiq and ability to go over and over also to these Mubarak and blessed places, where at least we have the desire in our hearts that these are the places we should be going to. And to think about Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, to think about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Hazrat says that rang laayengi kab meri aahe, that I am making dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, I am crying to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When will my the desire from my heart, the duas which I am making, when will it give color? When will it be accepted? Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will grant me the tawfiq and ability that I will go towards Madina Munawwara, fir Madina ki janib ko jaye. So this must be in the heart of every single believer, the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the love of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. It's mentioned that al-Nabiyyu awla bil mu'minina min anfusihim. Allah ta'ala says that the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has got a greater right over the believers than their own selves. So much so the ulama say that if the Nabi of Allah commands you to commit suicide, then it's first for you to commit suicide. But you yourself want to commit suicide is haram. But he's got a greater haq on your body than yourself also. So much so that Sahabi was reading namaz, salah, and Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam called him. So then he waited to finish his salah first, and then he went to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Then Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, no, didn't you read the ayat of the Quran? Istajibu lillahi wa lirrasooli idha da'akum. Answer the call of Allah and his Rasul when they call you. You're supposed to have broken your salah and come there, because the right of the Nabi is greater than even your own salah that you are performing. So what a great right Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has got over us. Today we read, there was one kitab, Barakat al-Salawat. An alim from England wrote, Murana Ayyub. So in the Muqaddama, in the forward, Murana Yusuf Matala Sahib has written a forward. So he says that the love of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is so much in a person, that when a person reads tashahud, Assalamu alayka, Ayyuhan Nabi wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. We say, Assalamu alayka, O Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, salam be upon you. So he says the reason for this, inshallah, Ibn Qayyim rahmatullahi alayhi has mentioned, he says that a believer has got so much of love for Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, more than himself also. So all the time Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is supposed to be in front of him. That he's supposed to be thinking of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam more than we think of ourselves also. So now when a person is performing salah, it was as if it's supposed to be that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is before us. So we are speaking to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And he says, for example, sometimes a person is in front of you but his mind is somewhere else. And sometimes a person is away from you but his thoughts are with you. So the thoughts of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam supposed to have been with a person all the time. So and that's why in namaz the one hikmat and wisdom is, you don't say assalamu alayhi, salam be upon him. But you say salam alayka, upon you, O Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, as if though Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is present. So it shows how much of love we actually supposed to have for Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, how he's supposed to be in our thoughts. And then Mawlana writes thereafter that when a person recites Durood Sharif also, he must recite Durood Sharif in such a way, may Allah give myself the reality, that he says that we must forget ourselves. When a person makes zikr, he must forget himself. He must only behold Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And when a person makes durood sharif, he must read it in such a way that he's forgotten himself also. That he's only thinking of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the reality. So Hazrat says, thereafter, Jab nazar aaye wa sabz gumbad, keh ke salli ala jum jaye. A person, when he sees the beautiful green dome of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, then a person, he will say, he will recite a Durood Sharif upon Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and then he will start swaying to and fro, because automatically he has got love for Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The salawat and durood is not just to finish off numbers, I must read 100 a day, 500 a day, but the main thing is to think of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that this is a present, a hadiah which I am giving to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. How much of care and love and affection I must give that salawat to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Then Hazrat says, Jab huzuri ka alam ata ho, unko aftana ya gham sunaye. When I am present before Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, I will pour out to him my heart's grief. Because we all believe, the belief of the Ahl Sunnah wal Jamaat is that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is alive in his qabr mubarak. So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is there. When a person goes there and he can cry before Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that, oh Nabi of Allah, I'm such a zalim, how much of gunas and sins I have done. Please ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to forgive me, because the sifarish of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. I go to a pious person, you ask him, make dua for me. So you're asking Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to make dua for us. And where else can be a greater place and a greater personality to make dua for us? Allah Ta'ala says in the Quran, وَلَوْ أَنَّهُمْ إِذْ ظَلَمُوا أَنفُسَهُمْ. If people oppress themselves, ثُمَّ جَاءُكَ فَاسْتَغْفَرُوا اللَّهُ وَاسْتَغْفَرَ لَهُمُ الرَّسُولُ. Then they come to you, O Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and they ask Allah Ta'ala for forgiveness, and the Rasul seeks forgiveness on their behalf also. لَوَجَدُوا اللَّهَ تَوَّابًا رَحِيمًا. They will find Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala most forgiving, most accepting of tawbah, and Allah Ta'ala is most merciful. So this is the greatest place where a person can go to get his sins forgiven, right before Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, to cry our heart out, O Nabi of Allah, I have done so much of wrongs. You make dua to Allah Ta'ala, that Allah Ta'ala must forgive us. Then Hazrat says, Ab na jana ho ghar humko wapas, chupke chupke ye mange duae. Now we make this dua in secrecy, that O Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, I make dua that I will never ever return home. This is the people of the awliya Allah, the friends of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they have got the desire. Our weakness is that before we go home already, all our return tickets are booked already, and we are waiting. We tell our family also, we're coming home on this day. Even though outwardly say we would like to pass away in Medina Munawwara, when we go to Medina Munawwara, we make dua, ya Allah, we want to pass away in Medina Munawwara, but not on this journey, inshallah, in a future journey, then we'll pass away. So a person that love for this dunya we have in ourselves, we should have this, ya Allah, give us the tawfiq, that a person has got this feeling that I don't want to go home anymore now, and I'm making this dua in my heart, that ya Allah, when I leave this world, let me leave in Medina Munawwara, or let me stay in the precincts of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Tere dar par mera sar ho ya Rab, jaan is tarah tujh par lutaye. The after Hazrat says, Dear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, I wish to sacrifice my life for you by placing my forehead at your doorstep. In front, by the Kaaba Sharif, where a person goes to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when a person is in sajda also, a person says, Oh Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, I am prepared to sacrifice my life for you. And to sacrifice one's life for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is a very, very great thing. We can at least start with sacrificing our haram desires for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And as a person progresses thereafter, then it becomes very, very easy now for a person to give his life. And this is actually what is the demand of our deen also, that a person must have this desire within himself. It comes in the hadith of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that a person who, he does not make jihad himself, nor does the thought of jihad ever come into his heart, and he passes away in this condition, mata ala shu'batin min nifaq. He passes away on a branch of hypocrisy. That is, he does not have complete and perfect iman. Because perfect iman demands that a person must be prepared to sacrifice his life for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to give his life in jihad. And we just think about jihad, we got so much of fear. Our iman is so weak. Allah give us the strength and the firmness of iman that a person says, I'm prepared to sacrifice my life for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Hazrat says, Ya Adir, Allah ta'ala, he's making this dua, must be prepared to sacrifice my life at your doorstep. Mujhko apna bana lo karam se, multazam par ye mange duaye. Dear Allah Ta'ala, through your kindness and your grace, make me yours. Hazrat Mawlana Rashid Ahmad Gangohi rahmatullah alayhi, at the end of his life, he used to make this dua in great abundance. Allahumma kun lana wa ja'alna lak. Allahumma kun lana wa ja'alna lak. Oh Allah, you be for us and make us for you. It must be only for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allahumma kun lana wa ja'alna lak. So Hazrat is making the same dua, that O Allah Ta'ala, make me yours through your grace. This is the dua I wish to make, or I'll be making at the multazam, because duas are readily accepted there. Similarly, we should also always have duas within our minds, that in these mubarak places, in these blessed places, and our buzurgs mentioned that dua also is something to be learnt from our elders. See how they make dua. If you look at the intelligence of Imam Abu Hanifa rahmatullah alayhi, the first time he went to Kaaba Sharif, he heard that when the person looks at the Kaaba the first time, whatever du'as he makes at that time, his du'as are readily accepted. So the du'a he made was, that Allah make me mustajabu du'a. Allah make me a person whose du'as are always accepted throughout my life. So what a du'a he made. So now whatever du'as you are making for the rest of your life, your du'as are accepted. So a person needs intelligence also when he's making du'a. And especially when a person gets big nights, person gets an opportunity at the multazam, inside the Kaaba Sharif. So at that time a person must pour out his heart. And whatever is in the heart of a person automatically will come out, that du'a, if a person wants the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Otherwise the person forgets at that moment what du'a a person must make. So Hazrat says, this is the du'a I want to make. That Allah make me yours. Dono alam ki kiya hai haqiqat, jitne alam ho tujh par lutaye. What is the reality of both the worlds? Oh Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, how many worlds there are? I want to sacrifice all of this world for your pleasure. There is no benefit. There is nothing really in both the worlds. Even akhirat and jannat, with all the enjoyments, but compared to the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that is very, very inferior. The love of Allah ta'ala is the greatest. So I want to sacrifice all the worlds, oh Allah ta'ala, for your pleasure. And then Hazrat says, Sari alam mein phir phir ke, ya Rab, tera dard e muhabbat sunaye. My desire is to go out in the whole world, oh Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and to explain to the people about the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In one hadith, something to the effect is mentioned, that if a person wants the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, one very, very easy way to acquire this is you must teach other people about the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You make other people beloved to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you will become the most beloved in the sight of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So those who are teaching the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, encouraging other people, become the friends of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, stay away from sin. How beloved are they not in the sight of Allah ta'ala? One is yourself, you become a lover of Allah ta'ala. And one is you encourage others also, they must become lovers of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This person becomes ahabbun nas, the most beloved in the sight of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then Hazrat says thereafter, tera darde muhabbat sunakar sare alam ko majnu banaye. After speaking about your love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, I want to make the whole world mad. They also must go mad. And what maybe Hazrat is referring to in this form is that in one hadith Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, recite la ilaha illallah so much that people eventually will call you mad. Because the people of this world, they are actually mad. And they are running after the dunya and the things of this world, which are all temporary. And the intelligent people are those who are running after akhirat, preparing for the life of the year after. But unfortunately, the people of the world are majority. So when they see somebody going against their tariqah and their ways, so they think this person is mad. So he's saying, Hazrat, he says, oh Allah Ta'ala, I wish to make the whole world mad. Speaking about your love, they must become mad in the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They must become true people. People who are called mad, as Mufti Rashid Ludwani rahmatullahi alayhi, he is Darul Ifta. So he used to say that people call it Darul Majnoon, Darul Junoon, that we pass fatwas here of mad people. See, because the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we are passing fatwas, so people think we are mad people. So this is what people will say, but we must get this madness in, may Allah ta'ala make us mad in the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and not mad in the love of dunya and the love of the things of this world. Then thereafter Hazrat says, Tere alam ko majnu banakar, after making everyone mad in your love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Mere mola tere geet gaye. Then everyone can be speaking about praising Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, speaking about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And let us all judge ourselves, myself firstly, may Allah forgive us. Allah ta'ala says in the Quran, وَإِذَا ذُكِرَ اللَّهُ وَحْدَهُ اشْمَأَزَّتْ قُلُوبُ الَّذِينَ لَا يُؤْمِنُونَ بِالْآخِرَةِ. When Allah is mentioned alone, when people speak about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the greatness of Allah, the oneness of Allah, and any talks about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then those people who don't believe in akhirat, their hearts become constricted, they feel uncomfortable. I don't feel like nice now, speaking about deen. This is not the right occasion. وَإِذَا ذُكِرَ الَّذِينَ مِن دُونِهِ إِذَا هُمْ يَسْتَبْشِرُونَ. Anything else besides Allah ta'ala is spoken about, then suddenly people become happy. You speak about sports, everyone is very, very happy. You speak about politics, everyone is happy. You speak about women speak about houses and furniture, and they speak about people speak about holidays. There's a lot of time for that. But the minute a person starts speaking a bit about deen, about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then everyone looks at their watches, hey, it's very, very late now. Now we have to go home. I always tell my friends, they say that if somebody is staying long in your house and he doesn't want to go, you just start speaking about deen. And you see, within 5-10 minutes, the person automatically will wake up and go away. And if you tell you see he's not waking up and going, start making tashkil. Then definitely that person will leave the house. Because now no one wants to speak about deen. This is a sign of those who don't believe in akhirat. Whereas a believer and lover of Allah ta'ala, all the time he wants to speak about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He wants to speak more and more about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Hazrat says, after this, I want to sing your love. I want to sing your praises, O Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Lazzate qurb paakar teri ham lazzate do jaha bhul jaye. When a person will get the joy of the nearness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the enjoyment of the nearness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then a person will forget the joys of both the worlds. As many of our Buzrugan Adeen have mentioned, that may Allah give us the reality, we haven't been saying the words of the Buzrugs. They say that if the kings of the world knew the enjoyment which we get in our Tahajjud Salat and what is in our hearts, they would take out swords to come and cut our hearts open to take that joy. What enjoyment and happiness Allah Ta'ala places in the hearts of the awliya Allah. May Allah make us amongst those people so we can also feel that joy. And as Hazrat says that, oh Allah Ta'ala, you must give us the love of Allah in this world so that a person can go through this world with the love of Allah Ta'ala. He can get that enjoyment also of the closeness of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala in Tahajjud Salah. We can't imagine what our Buzrugs went through. And then it becomes very, very easy for a person to understand. A person is making Tahajjud Salah, a person is reading Quran whole night and day. What enjoyment they are getting in their Salah. And we feel sorry for those people. So long Salah is performing, his legs must be paining. But if we understood the enjoyment that they are getting, then a person himself will desire, I wish I was standing there. May Allah give us reality. Dar badur, dar dunta hai ye akhtar, ahle darde muhabbat ko paaye. Hazrat says that I am going from place to place to search for those who are possessed with the pain of your love. Or the lovers of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Over and everywhere I am going, and I am seeking the lovers of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. One Hazrat is going around to teach people also the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to find those people who have got that zarf, who have got that heart, who will accept the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And also Hazrat is going around in the world looking at the lovers of Allah ta'ala, sitting in their suhbat and company. Just by sitting in their company, automatically some of the love of Allah ta'ala which is in their hearts will be transferred into the hearts of that person also. So wherever a person gets the opportunity in the company of the Ahlullah, the friends of Allah ta'ala, and the true friends of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the person sits in their company with the intention that whatever love of Allah is in their heart, oh Allah, give me a portion of this here. This is a very, very mubarak and great thing. It's a command of Allah ta'ala also, kunu ma'as sadiqeen. To just be, stay in the company of the sadiqeen. Even if they don't give bayan, even if they don't talk, but just being in their company has a great effect upon a person's iman. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant myself and all of us the reality.
Alhamdulillahi wa kafa. Wa salamun ala ibadihi alladhin astafa. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وكونوا مع الصادقين صدق الله المولان العظيم. We'll just repeat one part of one question that Alim asked and the answer of Hazrat Wala, because it is a very important thing. Hazrat Wala madda zillakum, main sochta hoon ke gunahon ki wajah se itna kameena ho chuka hoon ke bargah-e ilahi tak rasai ke liye Allah Ta'ala qabool na farmate hoon. He says that, Hazrat, I'm writing and I think that because of my sins I have become so bad and so evil that now I will not be able to reach in the court of Allah, in the pleasure of Allah Ta'ala. And thus many of us feel from time to time, I'm so bad, my sins I've committed are so terrible, so many, what terrible sins I've committed, where I'm going to be accepted by Allah, where I will reach the court of Allah Ta'ala. So this is Shaitan's deception. He makes a person feel like this. Just like the poet said, that with which face will you go to Kaaba Sharif? You have committed so many sins. Now where are you going to Kaaba? But then Maulana Muhammad Ahmed Sahib Pratap Gari Rahmatullah Ali changed the form. He says, with this very face I will go. All that shame to commit guna, we didn't have shame. To make tawbah, we got shame now. So he says, I will make tawbah. And in this way, I will finish up all my evil. And I'll please him. And I will go to Kaaba Sharif. So that is very important, that Shaitan wants to get the upper of us and discourage us from making Tawbah. First Shaitan, when you want to commit sin, then he tells you, you can make Tawbah afterwards. Oh, it's not a big deal. You just commit the sin and Allah is oft forgiving. When you commit the sin, I say, where are you going to be forgiven? So we must never, Shaitan's trap, he comes in various forms, Allah save us. So Hazrat writes, Gunao se istighfar kare, make istighfar, ask Allah forgiveness, lekin haq ta'ala se su'e zan na kare. But don't think bad about Allah, that Allah won't accept me, I've committed so many sins. Allah Ta'ala is so merciful, so kind, ke ye hamare gunao ki saza hai. That a person thinks that what condition he's going is because of his sin. حضرت writes further, اگر نعوذ باللہ وہ سزا دینے لگے, if Allah is to start punishing, تو ہمارا کہاں ٹھکانا ہے, we won't be able to be existing if Allah has to take us to task in front of Allah. So that is just Allah puts you through some test or just to remind you, you're going through some difficulty, but don't think now that you'll never reach Allah Ta'ala and you are finished totally, you are destroyed. Never ever do that. Uske rahmat ke ummeedwar rahe. Always have hope in the mercy of Allah Ta'ala. Then at the end he asks for some advice. Hazrat gives beautiful advice. نصیحت یہ ہے کہ نگاہوں کو پاک رکھو بد نظری سے. Keep your eyes pure or don't look at other women. And today on the internet also, or even a newspaper, or all the pictures and that, don't look at other women at all. اور دل کو پاک رکھو بد خیالی سے. And keep your heart pure that you don't think bad or you don't fantasize. Or not only fantasizing, but thinking bad about somebody, thinking low about somebody, all that also, keep that pure. Keep your eyes pure and clean, keep your heart pure and clean. Aankhe sarhad hai. The eyes are the borders. Like a country, it has got its borders. The eyes are the borders. Dil darul khulafa hai. And the heart is the capital city. And when the enemy attacks, they want to attack the capital, they want to conquer the city. Then they have conquered the country. So, if you look after the borders, they won't be able to come to the capital. So, khurafa. Aankho ko bad nazri se bacha kar sarhad ki hifazat karo. By not looking at the wrong things of this world, not only woman, all other useless things. Entertainment of this world, many billboards, even if there isn't a woman on there or anything, but many things are just, that also we should try and avoid, all unnecessary things, things which don't concern us, etc. Try and avoid all that. Aur dil ko ghande khyalat, aur maazi ke gunaho ke tasawurat se bacha kar, and your heart, keep it pure and clean, from evil thoughts and the sins you committed in the past. Don't bring those sins again and replay that again. And take enjoyment from there. The thought comes sometimes of some sin that your person committed, then at that time, make tawbah istighfar and think of something else. But don't think, bring that thought, or if it comes, don't keep that thought, and you start enjoying what you had done, that is also totally wrong. That is again another guna you are committing. By doing this, darul khulafa ke hifazat karo. In this way, to protect the capital. That by not thinking of evil, not thinking bad about people, etc. جس کے آنکھوں کی سرحد اور دل کا دار الخلافة محفوظ ہے. Those people who the border, the eyes, the border is safe and the capital is safe. اس کا ملک ایمان و اسلام محفوظ ہے. This country of ایمان and اسلام will be also safe and protected. Yeah, another letter. حضرت خواہش نفسانی بہت کثرت سے ہوتی ہے. There is also common with many of us that evil thoughts come to the mind of committing guna, evil things and that, they just come to the mind. خصوصاً کھانے کے بعد, after eating, usually when the stomach is full, when the stomach is empty, you don't think of all those things. That's why Roza is so mubarak. That Allah kept it in Ramzan, that your mind can be pure. But when your stomach gets full, then you start getting all ideas in your mind. Aur jab raat ko sone ke liye leta hoon. And that's another time when a person lies down to sleep. Then again he's attacked with all these thoughts. To bahut hoti hai. At that time a lot all these evil thoughts come to me. For this person, he says, after eating, and which is common when a person lies down to sleep. The answer, Hazrat writes, how comforting. Usme koi haraj nahi. Those thoughts come, no harm. Don't worry about that. So, how he consoles it? That person was like, parishan, what's happening? Hazrat say, no problem. But, in front, Hazrat explains, bas is par amal na kare. Don't make amal. For the thoughts to come, they come. But don't practice on that. Don't take it further. Don't entertain the thoughts. Don't think further about it. جتنی شدید خواہش ہوتی ہے اتنا ہی اس کو روکنے میں مجاہدہ بھی شدید ہوتا ہے. How much the thoughts come and what force they come, so much to repel them is also you need so much mujahada. Just a little thought came, you can remove it easily, but now it's coming and it's really attacking you, so to remove it is also, so this is the mujahada a person has to do. To ruh mein noor bhi qawi paida hota hai. When you make this mujahada, strong mujahada, then the noor in your ruh also becomes very strong. You made a stronger effort, so the noor is also much more stronger. Allah Ta'ala ka muqarrab hone ka yahi khwahishat zariya hai. In order to become a favorite of Allah Ta'ala, these evil thoughts, they are the means. If you don't get those evil thoughts, you make no sacrifice. If you thinking all the time, you're making tawaf, which is very good, you're at Rozai Mubarak all the time, mashallah, so you got no mujahada. But that person who thinks that this evil thoughts come to him and he fights them, that person. One is a person, he's lying in the bed and he wants to become a shaheed. Though there are ways, even lying in your bed, you can become a shaheed. But when one person is in the battlefield and he's becoming a shaheed, so this person who's facing the enemy of shaitan and nafs, and he's fighting them, he's the one who'll become a shaheed. Ghabrana na chahiye. You shouldn't get worried of this evil thoughts that come. But don't entertain them, don't take enjoyment from them, just try and fight them and take them out. But unko daba dena chahiye. Just remove them, that is all. In Kashkole Marifat, starting the next kitab, Hazrat has written a short wa'az. Sayyidul Anbiya sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam ka no second ka ajeeb jami' wa'az. A very, very fascinating lecture wa'az of Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, which took only 9 seconds. And here Hazrat says, you can put your watch and check it, it's only for 9 seconds. But such 9 seconds waaz and lecture, that till today the ulama haven't completed explaining it. What was things Allah Ta'ala, Nabiya Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, every word, ma yantiqu anil hawa in huwa illa wahyu yuha, that it was from Allah Ta'ala, how it was filled with meaning, and how beautiful Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam presented everything. Really, every aspect of Huzur sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is proof of his nabuwat. There is no doubt that every word he spoke, every action he did, is proof of his nabuwat. Hazrat says, it's a 9 second waaz, lekin tamam ibadat, all ibadat, husne muasharat, to have a good social structure, or akhlaqiyat ki islah, and our character, to improve our character, ka jami' hai. Everything of this has been put in 9 seconds. So what a deen also, that for 9 seconds, and everything. And in fact, this was one sahabi who came, radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, most probably it appears he was a Bedouin, and he said that, make me wa'az wa oji, but make it short. Ojiz, in short, give me everything. So that also, the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum, our ulama explained, what they were such that what's in their heart was on their tongue. What was on their tongue was in their heart. We will say, if we ask them after 1 hour, what do you think, we must carry on? Then out of sharam we'll say, yeah, carry on. But then in our heart, we'll just wish it must get finished. Dua, everyone loves dua. Ask for every, we meet anyone, dua, make dua. But to take little longer in the dua, then everyone makes dua that now if you finish the dua off is better. So we haven't got that. But the Sahaba, radiallahu ta'ala anhum, so he said that, make me wa'az, but make it concise. That means little, but everything must be in it. So Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, إِذَا قُمْتَ فِي صَلَاتِكَ فَصَلِّ صَلَاتَ مَوَدِّعِينَ. Whenever you stand to make your namaz, make it as your widai namaz. The explanation will come just now. the last namaz, what does it mean to make wada? وَلَا تَكَلَّمْ بِكَلَامٍ تَعْذِرُ مِنْهُ غَدًا. And don't speak of such things that tomorrow you are sorry you spoke that. So count, watch your what you speak. وَأَجْمِعِ الْآيَاتِ مِمَّا فِي أَيْدِ النَّاسِ. And gather all things to lose hope, and put all your losing hope of what other people got. Don't worry what other people got. You look at yourself. When you look what other people got, then you'll feel sorry for yourself. They got like this. As far as dunya is concerned, he's got a house, he's got this, he's driving that kind of car. Then you just don't have hope of that, you'll be a happy person. This hadith ke rawi Hazrat Abu Ayyub Ansari radiyallahu ta'ala hai. Hazrat Abu Ayyub Ansari radiyallahu ta'ala anhu is narrated this hadith. Unse riwayat hai ke ek shakhs Huzur sallallahu alayhi wa sallam ke khidmat mein hazir huye. A person came to Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam aur kaha ke mujhko nasihat waaz farmaye. And make me waaz aur mukhtasar farmaye. Not long, make it short. بس آپ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم نے تین جملوں میں وعظ فرمایا. نبی صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم in three sentences, each one about three seconds, نبی صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم gave the وعظ. And we should try and learn this kind of hadith, if not the Arabic words, then many times people ask us for some advice. Can give them one of these advice also is more than enough. And we give all three, mashallah, even better. So then Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gave him this advice which is in this hadith. إِذَا قُمْتَ فِي صَلَاتِكَ فَصَلِّي صَلَاتَ مُوَدِّئٍ. Whenever you stand up for your namaz, then read a namaz which is مُوَدِّئ. جب تم نماز میں کھڑے ہو تو اس نماز کو آخری نماز سمجھ کر خوب احسن طریقے سے ادا کرو. Allah give us tawfiq that whenever we get up to make namaz, then we think that this is my last namaz of my life. So if a person really thinks that, then what kind of a namaz will he be made? If a person knows he's going to be dying, and this is the last namaz he's got the opportunity to make, he'll try his utmost to do it with full concentration, everything of it properly. So if we think of it like that, one is we don't think, other we think, but it also becomes a habit. We just say that this is the last namaz I'm making. But still all our thoughts are going haywire and everything. But really if a person thinks that this is the last, and we got haqiqat of akhirat also. And this is the opportunity I've been given to read my last namaz of my life.
موضعین کے دال مشدد ہے اور اس پر کسرہ ہے. ملا علی قاری رحمت اللہ علی اس حدیث کی شرح فرماتے ہوئے لکھتے ہیں کہ اے اجعل صلاتک آخر الصلاۃ فردا فحسن خاتمہ عملک خاتمت عملک واقصر طول عملک احتمال قرب اجلک. ملا علی قاری رحمت اللہ علی, he rhymes everything. اپنے نماز کو آخری نماز فرض کر. Think this is the last namaz I'm reading. اور اپنے عمل کے خاتمہ کو حسین کر لو. And now all your actions, the last that will come in your nama amal, he performed namaz. And what a namaz he performed. اور اپنے طول عمل کو مختصر کرو. And your long hopes that you have got, I'll do this, I'll do that, finish that up. اور سب سے کرو. اس سبب سے کہ نہ معلوم کب موت آ جائے. That I don't know when my mort will come. This is the last namaz of my life I'm reading. So if a person makes his namaz like that, that this is the last namaz of my life, and it's going to be the last thing written in my nama amal, and that now I haven't got hope of this, I'm not going to be doing that building and all that, that a person leaves it out.
شرح صلاتِ موضعین. اے موضعین لما سوى اللہ بالاستغراق فی مناجات مولاہ. اپنے مولا کی مناجات کے لیے ما سوى اللہ کا تارک ہو جا.
Just like Maulana explained now, that your namaz, we make our namaz in such a way and we encross so much in our namaz that we everything besides Allah is out of our heart. And this will also come when we do our zikr regularly. Ke, oh Allah, that dil mera ho jaye, ek meydane ho, tu hi tu ho, tu hi tu ho, tu hi tu. We practice this. And we try and do our zikr with consciousness Allah afford us. Sometimes our mind is there, sometimes the mind is not there, but how much? Then in namaz also we think that only Allah and nothing else. Allah bless us with such a namaz. Many buzurgs, one person came, or it was Hazrat Maulana Anwar Shah Kashmiri Rahmatullah Ali, if I remember correctly, who went to Maulana Thanvi Rahmatullah Ali, and he said, teach me to make two rakats of namaz in which I think of no one else besides Allah. And so this, we must cherish that also and try and work towards that. Allama Tibi Rahmatullah Ali farmate hai, أي فأقبل على الله بشرارك وودع غيرك لمناجات ربك. That to turn to Allah Ta'ala from the bottom of, from your inside, from your bottom of your heart, and turn away, make wada, like a girl we make wada when she gets married, we send away everyone besides Allah Ta'ala, and to speak to Allah Ta'ala. So one is a person has ma'rifat of Allah. Then he will want to, if he knows who Allah is, then you want to speak to Allah. If you don't know who Allah is, you're not interested in speaking to him. Now you're just doing a duty, which is also very good. But that higher stage, that you know who you are speaking to and you are speaking. And when a person practices this, Allah give us all tawfiq. And especially tahajjud time, which is a very, it's just in the air. What is that time? And now you're speaking to Allah Ta'ala. May Allah bless us with all this. Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq and we realize these qualities inshallah, and we make effort and dua also for all this. That also a person has to make dua, and dua also that and Allah loves word very much when a person says Rabbana, Rabbana, the oh my Allah, oh my Allah, in English, Ya Allah, Ya Allah, give me that, give me that, please, you have to give it to me, I want it, oh my Allah. And as you beg, like a child, say, Ammi, Ammi, I want this, please, you must give me, Daddy, Daddy, please. The Allah loves that very much when you're just begging to Allah Ta'ala. And you turn to Allah, really if we can, how a child when it's begging. And Allah made the children and we grow them up. We were also children. And there are lessons in every aspect of a child growing up. And we must learn those lessons. But we just take it for growing the child up, the mother, the father. The child when it falls, how it gets up again and it starts moving again. We also have to learn. We also fall in life. But don't stay down all the time. Get up, move again and carry on. And the crying of a child, to learn from there how to cry to Allah Ta'ala. Then Hazrat says, like somebody, a stranger gives the child the sweet. The child will look at the mother, the father, what who it is, and the father say, take it, he's giving you, take it. Then from there, whenever somebody offers us, look at Allah. Can I take this or not? Yeah, you ask your Abba, and there ask Rabbah. That is it right for me to take this? Is it jais? Is it halal? Or is the person's motive correct in giving it? Should I take it or not? So we turn to Allah Ta'ala. And lot of other lessons from children we get to learn. And Allah made it a system that there will be always children in front of us. And we are growing them up. But we don't take lessons. We fast is just growing the child up. But there are great, great lessons Allah give us to offer it, inshallah. In Ma'arif Masnavi, we were reading about this instance of Hazrat Luqman alayhi salam. And when that very rich person, like a king, a very wealthy person, a melon was brought to him, and he cut 70 slices and gave to Luqman alayhi salam, and he ate all 69. The last one he kept, and he said, I'll have this one. That is explained. Hazrat Luqman alayhi salam, khushi khushi, har qash khate, aur shukar baja late. Every slice he ate, and alhamdulillah, mashallah. He ate it like. Yahan tak ke 70 qash khali, aur ek qash baki rehgi. 71 slice was left behind. To us ra'is ne kaha, ke usko main khaun. Then that rich man, that king, he said, let me eat this last one. Taake dekhu ke ye kharbuza kitna shiri tha.
that how sweet this melon must be, that how Luqman alayhi salam was eating it and enjoying it.
Yeh kehkar usne kaash ko muh mein rakha hi tha.
Saying this, he just took that slice and just put it at the tip of his mouth.
Uski talqi se, no ke zuban se halak tak aable par gaye.
It was so bitter that from the tip of his tongue right to the end of it, where the throat is, all blisters. All blisters came on to his tongue.
جب اس حلق آپ نے پڑھ اور ایک گھنٹے کے بعد بے ہوش اور ایک گھنٹہ تک بے ہوش رہا.
For 1 hour he stayed unconscious.
جب افاقہ ہوا, when he came right now, تو حضرت لقمان علیہ السلام سے عرض کیا, he asked لقمان علیہ السلام, اے جان جان, او مائی بلوڈ, آپ نے کس طرح اس خربوزہ کو حلق سے فروغ کیا,
how did you bring it, take it down from your throat? I one slice and this my condition, how 70 slices you ate,
aur is qahar ko kis tarah lutf samjha,
and this great torture and this great musibat and trouble, how did you take it to be some enjoyment, how you were enjoying and eating it.
Allah give us these realities, the lesson which is to be taken here. Jab ek kaash khane par mujh pe bala aayi, تو 70 قاشوں کو آپ نے کس طرح برداشت کیا.
One slice and this مصیبت came on. I could eat it, just the taste of it. And you 70 you took.
حضرت لقمان علیہ السلام نے ارشاد فرمایا کہ اے خواجہ. Then لقمان علیہ السلام replied and said, oh king, آپ کے دست نعمت سے صدہ نعمتی کھائے.
From your hand of نعمت, I ate thousands, hundreds of نعمت. How many didn't I eat?
جن کی شکر کے بوجھ سے میری کمر خمیدہ ہو رہی ہے.
And making sugar so much, it's on my back is bending. I can't take it. How much sugar I have to make? That also we don't do. We are enjoying at this moment. How many namats of Allah Ta'ala we are enjoying at this moment. But we're not even, somebody must be also thinking, which namat now? Normally we're just sitting everything. But our eyes in order, we're not in the ICU, we're not in the theater for operation for a bypass, or for we are not there for dialysis, or we are not for a kidney transplant. We don't know what namat of Allah Ta'ala. But many of us, we say, what namat? If you're just eating ordinary dal, roti or something, what a namat? But we don't take it as a namat. So he says, from your hand, how many hundreds and thousands of namats I got, I can't even manage to be able to thank you.
جن کی بس مجھے اس بات سے شرم آئی کہ جس ہاتھ سے اس قدر نعمتیں ملی ہو.
He says, I'm ashamed that from which hand I got so many نعمت, اسی ہاتھ سے آج اگر ایک تلخی عطا ہو رہی ہے تو اسے انحراف و روح گردانی کرو. Then today if one little bitter thing has come from that same hand that has been given me all these thousands of namas, and now I must start complaining and I must say, no, what toba, 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 what is this?
اے خواجہ, شکر عطا فرمانے والے آپ کے ہاتھ کے لذت نے اس خربوزہ کی تلخی کو شیرینی سے مبدل کر دیا.
Oh my king, that hand that gives me so much of enjoyous, wonderful things, it changed that bitterness into sweetness. And I enjoyed it, and how I enjoyed taking it.
Then in front, in the faida of it, the note that Hazrat explains there, that this is, that from Allah Ta'ala's side, what namats we get. And then sometimes Allah, to test us, to raise our stages, Allah brings some difficult conditions.
Whether it's financial, whether it's health, whether it's other problems in our life, then that also we should take it. It's from Allah. Everything is from Allah Ta'ala.
Somebody asked a buzurg that, why don't you take treatment? You are sick and that. He says, my doctor made me sick. Now, who must I go for treatment? My doctor made me sick. So, Allah made me sick. I leave it to him. So this, of course, is a very high level.
And Allah, let us at least think of it now, even we'll forget after 5 minutes. When we are gone out, we won't think about it again. And some trouble comes in front of us, then we'll start to wa-wela. And you complain, oh, difficult, very hard times today. All the time we are here, hard times, very hard times. Today the ummah is suffering. Now, everywhere the ummah is suffering. Nobody says all the good what is happening. What good is happening in the ummah? We don't understand. For example, one just was explaining that I don't know where it is, but a panel of huffaz is set. And there is a hafiz that you don't tell him which ayat you want him to read. You don't say it with your mouth. You just take an ayat in your heart. And then just give him some signs. Like, for example, the last word in that ayat and the first alphabet. And surprising, in about 2 seconds he reads the ayat. What a ni'mat that Allah has kept in this ummah. What a great ni'mat. And how many others about huffaz and the miracle of the Quran. What a kitab Allah has given us. Allahu Akbar. So what ni'mat of Allah Ta'ala. That is in deen. And all other in the Taqi Sahib has just written an encyclopedia. Just completed it. They just launched it. The first part he published on hadith. And every hadith he has got in there. And it's a fantastic thing. So in these times, ulama, what work they are doing. Whether it's hadith fiqh again. All the fields of deen. And these are the real ni'mats. But most of us, we don't take these. As far as dunya is concerned, what ni'mat isn't there that we haven't got? What things Allah has given us? So to make shukr. And especially today also, don't speak, especially in a general talk, we mustn't say, what the ummah, how they serve. No, that we shouldn't do. We don't make the ummah despondent. Look at the bright side. What good things may Allah Ta'ala give us all? Prophet.
اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم فاذكروني أذكركم أنا جليس من ذكرني دل مرا هو جاه ایک ميدان هو تو ہی تو ہو تو ہی تو ہو تو ہی تو اور میرے تن میں بجا ہی آب و گل درد دل ہو درد دل ہو درد دل غیر سے بالکل ہی اٹ جا ہے نظر تو ہی تو آئے نظر دیکھو جیت لا الہ الا اللہ محمد رسول اللہ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم لا الہ الا اللہ لا الہ الا اللہ لا الہ الا اللہ لا الہ الا اللہ لا إله إلا الله 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 محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم إلهي دل میں میرے غیر کا اثر نہ رہے سوائے تیرے کسی پر میری نظر نہ رہے تو کر بے خبر سارے خبروں سے مجھ کو الہی رہو ایک خبردار تیرا لا الہ الا اللہ 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 لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم الله الله كيسا فيارا نام هي عاشق وكامين ورجام هي الله جل جلاله تعالى شانه الله 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 ہر تمنا دل سے رخصت ہو گئی اب تو آ جا اب تو خلوت ہو گئی اللہ 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 ونحن اقرب الیہ من حبل الورید اللہ 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 چل چل الحمد لله رب العالمين اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين اللهم ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار اللهم بارك لنا في الموت وفيما بعد الموت اللهم إنا نسألك حبك وحب من يحبك وحب عمل الذي يبلغنا حبك اللهم اجعل حبك حب إلينا من أنفسنا وأهلنا ومن الماء البارد اللهم كن لنا واجعلنا لك اللهم كن لنا واجعلنا لك اللهم كن لنا واجعلنا لك وصلى الله على خير خلقه محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين.